With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The State Commissioner of Political Practices says Montana candidates are not allowed to deliberately distribute campaign material to public employees' email addresses. The decision amounts to a new rule by Commissioner Jonathan Modell. It was included in his dismissal of a campaign complaint filed against Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte today. Gianforte's campaign used work addresses included in a Montana Association of Counties directory to send a message to county officials across Montana asking them to join his team. Modell ruled that the deliberate systemic use of public employees' work addresses for campaigning amounts to coercion under Montana law. That ruling draws a distinction between campaigns targeting public workers' addresses and those that send limited or accidental mailings to them. Modell dismissed the complaint against Gianforte because that distinction had not been made prior to today's ruling. Montana health officials say flu-related hospitalizations are down 95% from the same period last year. The Billings Gazette reports that the flu season began in October and will end around June 1st. According to the Montana Department of Health and Human Services, this season saw only 22 hospitalizations as of yesterday. Last season, there were 441 hospitalizations in the same period. Across Montana, there have been only two flu-related deaths so far. There were 24 during the last season. There are also new testing rules from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that could play a role in the number of flu cases reported. Despite the lower numbers, health officials say people should still take precautions against the disease.
With Montana News, I'm Claire Bergeson. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision yesterday to temporarily freeze the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan gives Montana Governor Steve Bullock breathing room in his campaign for a second term. The High Court's stay allows the Democrats' re-election campaign to avoid, for now, some tough political decisions around the debate over the future of Montana's coal industry. Environmentalists generally favored the Clean Power Plan, while some unions viewed it as a threat. Bullock likely won't have to face a decision before the election on the emissions cuts that were being ordered by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, but the future of the state's coal industry will likely remain a key issue in the governor's race. Rob Saldine, a political science professor at the University of Montana, says that his sense is that Bullock wants this to go away and to keep his head down, because anything he says here could upset his supporters. Governor Bullock has been unavailable to reporters since the Supreme Court ruling yesterday afternoon. He did issue a statement yesterday saying, quote, "I've been clear that I think these rules were unfair to Montana." And he added that, quote, "We cannot put on hold the need to address climate change and embrace Montana's energy future." The emission rate cuts for Montana in the Clean Power Plan are the steepest in the nation at 47% by 2030. Bullock's likely GOP challenger, Greg Gianforte, said that he would continue hammering Bullock for what he called a lack of leadership over the state's energy policy. After refusing a plea agreement, the former chief financial officer at Vans Incorporated has been named a co-defendant in the federal case against former CEO George Leslie Manlove. The Missoulian reports that Paul Lynn Nisbet pleaded not guilty to 221 felonies in the U.S. District Court yesterday, the same charges filed against Manlove. Prosecutors say Nisbet and Manlove conspired to defraud the electronics and appliance chain for their own gain, causing it to file for bankruptcy. Manlove has also pleaded not guilty to the charges. A trial has been rescheduled for March 21st. Both Manlove and Nisbet have been released on their own recognizance. I'm Claire Bergeson. Thanks for listening.